We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. I feel I should tell you straight away that there is no change of cast for this edition of My Music. Two contestants on my left, two on my right. At least we are symmetrical. So allow me to introduce John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, your question starts us off as usual, but all the opening questions of the first round this week can be summed up in the words of His Royal Highness the King of Siam, if you remember, is a puzzlement. Here, for instance, is a first-class puzzlement for you. John, how can Haydn's A symphony also be his B symphony?
Well, is it a symphony called the B?
No, it's a symphony called the A. I really can't give you anything here. After they'd numbered Haydn's symphonies, they found a couple more that went in the front, so they called them A, the first one A. And that, of course, is in the key of B, which would be how many sharps or flats?
In the key of B would be five sharps. But whose edition are you talking
about? But it's a German B, therefore it's in B flat.
Yeah. Well, not in a Peter's edition or a Breitkopf,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think we can safely say that.
What he said.
We can safely say for once in our lives that John hasn't got a mark.
Down with your gazelle shaft, that's what I say.
Frank, instrumental identification. Here.
Columbly.
No. We always play out this bitter. We always play out this bitter comedy, don't we? No. It's a strangely beautiful sound, I think. You listen.
Well, the instrument could only be what somebody described as the sound of a birdcage being played by a toasting fork.
Yes.
It is a harpsichord.
But sound, yes, that, true. It's quite, sounding much more charming than usual in that.
I know. With pianos, they used to lay a sheet of the Daily Express across the...
didn't we all? Yes.
The
didn't we all?
Things to make it sound like a honky-tonk piano.
Right. Music was by C.P. Bach and the performers Raphael Puyana. Ian, your weakness in this game, if you have a weakness, seems to be dates.
It's very kind. Keep them for me for after the show, will you?
Well, speaking of Ian and dates, listen to this. Ian, when was that first performed?
What a disappointment. Oh, dear. Well, it wasn't 1813, that's for sure.
It wasn't 1811, that's for sure.
Well, that's even more sure. I would say it was about 18...
Yes.
18...
Yes. Yes.
1880...
Yes. Yes. You're right, too.
1882.
Got it in one, two. Mm-hmm. Got it in two.
I think only one, but it was a case there of... It was rather like that moment, isn't it, in the football where the chap thinks he's scored a goal and then he's ruled offside.
Yes, exactly. 1882, first performed. Dennis, in your case, it's not the instrument I want identified, please, but the instrumentalist.
Thank you.
choice bit of saxophone playing. Player?
Is it somebody I would know? You know what I mean? You're not sort of taking me on the offside rule.
Well, no, tell you the truth, I'm prepared to give you a mark for what is the wrong answer. So, if you get the right wrong answer, you get a mark.
Yeah. Well, it sounded Ellingtonish.
Yes. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So that would make it... I started off wondering if it was Benny Carter, no. But then when it sort of got in those long notes, I don't know what the musical term for them is, Johnny Hodges.
Yes, that's the right wrong answer.
Oh, good. Now it's completely...
Actually, I just want to play... It's a very, very clever impression of Johnny Hodges by Peter Ripper with the London Saxophone Quartet in Neil Richardson's Jazz Suite, which is full of all sorts of good jazz impressions. But Hodges gets you the mark.
Well, it was like Ellington, wasn't it?
Very much. It was meant to be.
Oh.
It was meant to be. Anyway, it was actually somebody called Peter Ripper. I wonder how many opera stories end with a general dance of rejoicing, or together they face death in each other's arms. I have some final curtain moments for you from opera, which I found described in an old book on opera. John, nothing can save her now, not even Count Loris's forgiveness. She dies in his arms. Which opera?
Count who?
By whom? Count Loris.
Loris. Loris, Loris, Loris.
Eloise Carmen.
L-O-R-I-S?
Yes.
Funny.
An opera named after a hat.
After a?
Named after a hat, I would imagine.
Ah, yes, it's Giordano.
Yes.
And it's an opera called Fedora.
Fedora, yes, by Giordano. Do you think he gets the mark for that?
Yeah.
Right. Here's a final curtain for you, Frank. The Queen relents, all are pardoned, and Raleigh and Bess's wedding music is heard.
The English.
Very.
Arthur English.
Underland.
It's Merry England.
Merry England. By
Elgar. No, Edward. Oscar Deutsch. German.
You're right. You're right the 19th time. Edward German. German, yes, from Merry England. Ian, the Roundheads have been defeated and Lord Arthur is reprieved. The happy pair are united.
The Roundheads?
Yes.
Sounds like King Carlo II. And Cromwello.
I was surprised to find that the story is set in Plymouth and is adapted from Scott.
Oh, yes.
Do you know?
It's I Puritani.
I Puritani by?
Bellini.
Bellini, yes. And the correct title of the opera is, do you know? You ought to.
I thought I'd just given it to you.
No, I Puritani di Scozia, the Puritans of Scotland, is the right title.
Oh, yes, well, I didn't know.
Joe, you got the mark anyway. Dennis, with his baby hand, he waves the stars and stripes.
Oh, yes, I have good sources. A well-informed source told me that's Madame Butterfly.
Yes, Madame Butterfly.
Do you know, I've got... I've lately acquired a film poster. They made a film of Madame Butterfly in 1933 without the music... And it had Cary Grant as Lieutenant Pinkerton and Sylvia Sidney as whoever the bird was, you know, the Madame Butterfly. And the caption on it, you know, they always used to have these sort of selling lines on films in those days. For her, love meant forever. For him, it meant till my ship sails away.
That's good, isn't it? We turn now to the French, or les French, as they have it in France. Some French singers. John, who's this?
Qui passait sans me voir, sans même me dire bonsoir. Donnez-moi un peu d'espoir ce soir.
Is it Charles Trenet?
No, it's Yves Montand.
No.
It's Marcel Marceau.
No.
Make my music.
Yes. Yes. Any other suggestions? You haven't hit him yet.
No. It's Jean Sablon.
One third of a mark. Right.
So you used up all the names in this round.
Pretty well, yes.
Because I can think of one.
We will now ask Frank to name this Parisian favourite.
Revoir Paris. Un
petit séjour d'un mois. Revoir Paris et me retrouver chez moi, seul sous la pluie.
Had this 78 whizzing round, yes. Thundering round.
What name did it say?
Charles Trenet.
Charles Trenet, that's right. Yes, Charles Trenet it was. I now waltz over to Ian. Ian, who's this?
Tout est venu si vite. Tout était si grand, si beau, si fort. Petit vite.
Oh, he's a Charles Aznavour.
Aznavour, oui, oui.
The man who dances with himself. That's right. And Dennis, the most obviously French of them all.
Ça va mieux, comme le tellement, tellement, c'est bon. All right, messieurs, is this signal? Be my guest.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Oh, it's real George.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
It's so good I may kill myself.
C'est bon, c'est bon.
Motorcycle with wire wheels.
C'est bon.
You're pulling a Veet one there. Yeah. Aren't you? That's Stan Freeberg.
Stan Freeberg, yes. That's right. Yes. Real George. It was indeed. A lady living in a Cornish village, Mrs. Gladys Hollings, wants to know which piece of music you think would make a good signature tune for an income tax inspector. This is quite apart from the song, of course, that Ian sings of that name, the income tax inspector. Would you just cast all caution aside, pretend that your income tax inspector has a sense of humour and won't mind you saying this, and offer, please, a signature tune for your tax man? John, I always feel coming to you is a bit hard first, but I must...
Well, I've actually thought of one.
Everything I have is yours.
Which may have been what Frank was thinking of, was it? I don't know.
Just a little bit off the top for me, for me. Carve a little bit off the top for me, for me. Carve me off a yard or two, I'll tell you when to stop. All I want is a little bit off the top.
I'd say 85% would do, but... Ian, you've written something down.
Yes, I've written down... I'm putting all your eggs in my basket. I'm taking everything I can from you.
Slight parody, yes. Well, we'll give him back. Dennis, your tax man?
When I send my returns off, it's to the strains of they'll never believe me. And then when I get his demand... The one that comes, as it were, unbidden to my lips is, oh, no, they can't take that away.
It's time now for me to turn to this piano-shaped object on my right and play on it a mixture of eight tunes. John and Frank, the first four for you to identify. The second four are for Ian and Dennis. Here I go. But mine own. The first one, John.
The first one was the overture Bastien et Bastienne, Mozart. Yeah. You expected the Eroica Symphony of Beethoven, didn't you?
Yes, all right. Yes, subtle stuff going on, yes. The piano I played in the medley was from the Eroica, yes. Right, and next one?
Liszt Concerto in E-flat.
Yes, piano concerto. Then?
It's Brahms.
Brahms, which?
Two.
Two what?
Two marks.
Sylvia.
Brahms' Second Symphony, that's right. And then da da di da.
Come to the ball.
Come to the ball, ball, ball. Yes, from the Quaker Girl.
You got one.
Got them all right. Then came.
Then came us.
Da di di da da.
Trust in me and all you do.
Have the faith I have. You trust in me, that's right. Good. Then.
And I think it was a double bluff. I think we were very kind and presented us with the same as the
yes,
Brahms.
Yes, but do you remember what they were?
Yeah, the Brahms. Well, it... he wrote a lot of stuff, that fellow, you know. I would say it was from a symphony.
You see, you'll never learn, you see, if you don't... yes, it was from a symphony. Which one? I'm not going to give you that. The Second Symphony.
No, Mark.
No. And then came...
Then came the list.
Where does it come in the list?
Okay, the piano concerto.
Ah, yes, which one?
In E-flat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes, all right. I've got to sort of make him pay attention in future. And then... da 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 dum.
That's an aria called Bippity Boppity Boo.
Okay, you just...
In what key?
Yes. D, actually.
But that's what it's... I just remember when I haven't thought this for years. When I was a little boy, I had an uncle who was a master at what they used to call a council school in those days, and he let me come one day to watch him teach, and there was a maths question, and one poor little devil... He said, what's the answer? And the boy said, seven. And he said, seven what? So the boy looked at him. He said, well, what? 7 feet, 7 shillings, 7 inches, 7 apples, 7 oranges, 7 banana skins, 7 skanana bins. And the boy said, skanana bins.
The example of schoolmasterly humour.
Yes. Yes, I haven't thought of that for years.
Good life, schoolmasterly humour. See if you can place the song from which these odd words or phrases come. The glass falls nerveless from John's fingers. John, you would even say it glows.
I would even say...
It glows.
It glows.
Where does that line come from?
You would even say it glows.
Those are the notes.
Everybody in the audience knows it, damn you.
Oh,
it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's who it is, yes. You would even say it glows.
What
right.
is that?
Frank, your this is yours.
Have you ever studied for the law, John?
Frank, this is yours. I'll put you wise. He's a bird in disguise. Who's that? Put you wise, he's a bird in disguise. A bird called...
The Seagull.
No.
Not Ibsen.
Not Ibsen. No, no. Ibsen. Not Mr. Gibson.
I must confess myself baffled at this juncture. Yes. I think
the only person around here who knows is Dennis. I'll put you wise, he's a bird in disguise. A bird called...
Piccolo Pete.
Piccolo
Have
Pete.
You heard Pete go...
Yes, that's right.
What is Piccolo?
Well, I'm so glad I didn't know that.
Proud I didn't know that.
Well, yes. You know, Samuel Butler said that we all have a mental waste paper basket to which we must learn to consign things after a certain age.
But there's a difference between a waste paper basket, Dennis, and a drain.
Explain to John about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Take him on one side.
Ian, yours is, again, a line from a song. This is a humdrum world.
This is a humdrum world.
Do you know the name of the song?
No, it doesn't matter, really.
And the chorus is...
Careful.
Still don't know the name of it either.
It's romance.
It's called romance. But you won't expect a mark for that, I don't think. Dennis, it's a phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon.
Oh, yes, it's Small World, isn't it?
Small World. Yeah. It comes from Small World. From the show Gypsy, yes. People write to me sometimes about favourite hymns and the literal way that children hear the words. And Mr. R.W. Jones of Long Eaton in Nottinghamshire recalls a little boy who got back from a Sunday school treat. And he said, "We had an enormous tea, and then we all sang a hymn. We can sing, full though we be." Anybody who knows the original hymn can work that one out. We can sing, too. In John's case, a moment in Verdi's Masked Ball. Beginning, Right, John?
All right, we'll try.
There's your key.
La rivetrana l'esta si raggiante di palore e qui sono salvata amore. O dolce nato scendere tuo cuore, già amata festa.
If anybody Italian is listening, I'm sorry about that.
Even Pavarotti doesn't stop for a bit of applause in the middle.
I don't know, though.
And if he did get it, he wouldn't stop the audience applauding.
Frank's song is French as opposed to Italian. Maman, je fais de l'oeil à moi. Ah, he's making eyes at me. In, G.
There. G. Is there a G? Ma. How do we take this at a fair clip?
Yes.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I beside him, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder, now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. For a moment, I sounded like Mr. Piggy.
Parts of that were not as good as parts of John's song, I thought. Dennis, Heart of My Heart.
Oh, yeah, no, nobody can sing that by themselves. That's got to be a sort of pub community song. Can you sort of belt along? If you don't know the words, just make noises. Heart of My Heart, I love that melody. Heart of My Heart brings back a memory. When we were kids at the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh how we could harmonize. Heart of My Heart, many friends were dearer then. Too bad we had to part.
Too bad.
I know a tear would glisten if only I could listen to the gang that sang Heart of My Heart.
Just occasionally people write to me and they say that I give Ian songs to sing which are beneath him. Not a bit of
it. I thought they were generally too high for him.
I was going to say, the only songs that are beneath me are the ones I can't get the bottom note.
Now, Ian revels in songs that are beneath him. Do you not, Ian?
Indeed I do, yes. And I think...
this is what you
wanted. Now, I want a little bit of help with this one, because the last time I sang this in the programme many, many moons ago, there's a little bit where it goes... And I did that, and nothing came out at all. So would everybody... You'll know the moment when it comes, for it's... I'm getting married in the morning. Ding-dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper. But get me to the church on time. I've got to be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in me prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you miss me. But get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, I roll up the floor. If I am whistling, me out the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Kick up a rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. Two minutes.
Time to go, and time to tell you that there's a final score here, and the winners this week are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Thank Goodbye.
You. Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiner.